The Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library's newsletter for spring 2011. A human being is a single being, unique and unrepeatable. Eileen Caddy. Recent fiction books for adults and children are portraying people with disabilities in a positive way. When a fiction author writes about a character with a disability, the author can be creative and explore emotional feelings. Many of these books show the person going through many difficulties and hardships in life, but still making it through and even coming out ahead. Reading these books help us to learn about what it is like to live with a disability, or talk about our experiences if we have a disability, or to understand a friend or family member with a disability. Here are some titles you might want to try. BR, Braille, DB, Digital Book, RC, Recorded Cassette. Books in DB format are available for downloading from the BARD website. http://nlsbard.loc.gov. For adults, Alive Day by Tom Sullivan, DB 69912, RC 69912, BR 18545. Blind psychiatrist Brendan McCarthy treats Marine Corporal Antoine Carver, an Iraq war veteran who is paralyzed from the waist down. Antoine struggles with his disability, but finds inspiration with the help of therapy, medication, and Brendan's lovable guide dog, Nelson. Sequel to Together, DB 67040, RC 67040, 2009. Still Alice by Lisa Genova, DB 68429, RC 68429. As she turns 50 and begins experiencing odd lapses of memory, Harvard psychology professor Alice Howland gets the life-altering diagnosis of early-onset Alzheimer's disease. Her work and her relationships with her family morph with the disease. Some Strong Language, bestseller, 2007. For Teens, Blindsided by Priscilla Cummings, DB 71417, BR 18999. 14-year-old Natalie attends a boarding school for the blind to learn Braille, cane use, and self-protection skills. After she and her roommate are attacked by drunks, Natalie must decide whether to retreat to her parents' home or actively claim an independent life. Some Violence, for grades 6 to 9, 2010. Carter Finally Gets It by Brent Crawford, DB 70493, RC 70493. Will Carter, who has ADD, spends freshman year of high school obsessed with hot girls, sports, and basic survival. But when his friend Abby suddenly confesses to liking him, he realizes that growing up and dating are harder than they look. Some Strong Language, for junior and senior high readers, 2009. Thaw by Monica M. Rowe, DB 68804, RC 68804. Paralyzed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, 18-year-old champion skier Dane Rafferty is sent from New York State to a rehabilitation center in Florida, where his arrogance gradually fades as he contends with his physical limitations. Strong Language, for senior high readers, 2008. For Children, The Deaf Musicians by Pete Seeger, DB 64140, RC 64140, BR 17245. Jazz pianist Lee is asked to leave his band when he loses his hearing. At sign language class, he meets Max, who plays the sax. Riding the subway together, they form a new band with a big audience. For grades K-3 and older readers, Schnarda Family Book Award, 2006. Mighty Monty by Johanna Hurwitz, DB 68516, RC 68516. A quiet first grader, Monty carries an inhaler to deal with his asthma, but he also begins trying new things. He has a part in his class environmental play, he goes to Joey's birthday party, and he takes karate classes. Sequel to Mostly Monty. RC 65525 for grades K-3, 2008. Reaching for Sun by Tracy Vaughn Zimmer, DB 66052, RC 66052, BR 17651. Josie, born with cerebral palsy, lives with her mother and grandmother, who both love gardening. When a lonely boy, Jordan, moves in nearby, he and Josie relate through their interest in nature, and Josie makes her first friend for grades 4-7. Schnarda Family Book Award, 2007. Citizens Advisory Council. The council meetings are an opportunity for patrons to give their feedback on library service. The next meetings will be Thursday, April 7th at 6 p.m. and Thursday, June 9th at 6 p.m. Adult Programs. Art Education for the Blind. Tuesdays, 2:30 to 4 p.m. April 12th, Painting Workshop with Tove Langridge. Tove says, "Art for me is a facilitator of imagination and freedom of thought." Come join him and let your imagination inspire you. Registration required. Maximum 8 participants. May 10th, New York Beyond Sight, celebrating Manhattan's landmark buildings and historic sites. Based on Art Education for the Blind's online New York Beyond Sight program, we will feature 3 or 4 landmarks described by prominent New Yorkers. Explore models and or tactile diagrams of the buildings, learn about their history, and share your own memories of the places described. June 14th, activity to be announced. Join Art Beyond Sight staff for some fun arts and crafts. Guide Dog Users of New York, GDUNY, tell all. April 16th, 2 to 4:30 p.m. Ever wonder what it's like navigating New York City and life with a guide dog at your side? Members of GDUNY will share their stories and take questions from the audience in a panel discussion. Also, a selection of books featuring guide and pet dogs, both fiction and nonfiction, will be on display. Come for the event, leave with a book. Braille Literacy Classes. Whether you want a one-session introduction to Braille or you intend to work your way up to War and Peace, we're once again offering free Braille literacy classes taught by volunteers. Starting April 4th, instructors are available Mondays, 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., Wednesdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays, noon to 3 p.m. Telephone registration is required 1 week in advance. Computer classes. Digital Talking Book Player and Bard Workshop. Take listening to digital books to the next level. Learn about the advanced features of both the standard and advanced players. The workshop will also demonstrate the Victor Reader Stream and discuss some of the other commercial players that are available. There will also be a demonstration of downloading from the Bard website and a discussion of other websites to download talking books. Those registered library users who do not yet have a digital player will be able to take home an NLS player after the workshop. The classes will be held in the library's second floor computer training room on Wednesday, April 13th, and Wednesday, May 4th, at 2 p.m. Because of space limitations, each session is limited to 4 people, so please register in advance by phone. 212-206-5400. Email ahlbph@nypl.org or in person. Additional classes may be added if needed. One-on-one computer classes. The library offers one-on-one computer classes on using MAGIC, a screen enlarger, or JAWS, a screen reader. We can teach you how to use these accessibility programs to navigate the internet, set up an email account, download books from the NLS Bard website, or use Microsoft Word. Contact the library to set up an appointment. Getting social online and at the library. Want to learn more about social websites like Facebook, Twitter, or just hang out and chat with other people who use these sites? Then join our social web group. We can help you set up an account so you can be connected with friends, family, and your favorite organizations that use these social websites. Please join us on Thursdays, April 28th, May 19th, and June 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. Refreshments will be served. No registration is required. For adults and young adults ages 13 and up, participants under age 16 must have the signed permission of a parent or guardian. If you require assistive technologies to use a computer, such as JAWS or MAGIC, you must be skilled in their use before we can assist you in using these sites. If you need to learn either JAWS or MAGIC, contact the library to set up an appointment. Book Discussion Group. Our book discussion group meets every other month on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Register by phone, 212-206-5400. Email ahlbph@nypl.org or in person. Schedule: April 23rd, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo by Stieg Larsson, DB 67759, RC 67759. June 18th, Snowflower and the Secret Fan by Lisa C., DB 60738, RC 60738. August 20th, Brooklyn by Colm Tóibín, DB 69470, RC 69470. Summer Reading Club for all ages. The Summer Reading Club kicks off on Thursday, June 9th. The theme this year for children and teens is One World, Many Stories. Adults can use this theme too, or contact the library for reading suggestions. Upcoming programs for kids and teens. Story time for babies and toddlers. Children and their parents' caregivers can enjoy interactive stories, action songs, and finger plays, and spend time with other babies and toddlers. On Wednesdays, April 6th, May 4th, and June 1st at 10:30 a.m. For teens, Youth Art Show. Students from the New York Institute for Special Education will be exhibiting their work at the library from June 13th to 18th in the first floor community room. Stay on the pulse with our email list. This newsletter comes but 4 times a year, but we'd like to keep you on top of our news and program announcements. If Facebook and Twitter aren't your thing, consider signing up for our email list. You can opt in or out at any time. Simply notify the library of your preferred email address, and we'll send you a brief message with updates every few weeks. Technology update. What next? Flying cars? Wouldn't it be incredibly cool if you could get any NLS digital talking book delivered to your home whenever you want it? Hey, dummy, some of you reply. We have that now. It's called Bard. I can use my computer and my high-speed internet to get the digital files to play on my digital player. Well, okay, smarty pants, but what if you don't have high-speed internet? A recent study by the Pew Research Center shows that only 41% of adults living with disability do. Without that broadband connection, you can wait a long time for your book to download. What if you just plain have problems using a computer and the internet? 46% of adults with disability don't use the internet at all. Take heart. NLS is making plans to have your back covered. They recently released Alternatives for Future Operations, a report that looks at possible ways they may tailor their services to keep up with changing times, and making BARD more readily available to everyone is high on the list. It may be that in 5 to 10 years, a future digital talking book machine will have the ability to receive a wireless download without the use of a computer. It may be that NLS will develop a capacity for network libraries to push down a digital book to a new generation of talking book machine. So you would call your library just as you do now, only instead of us sending you a cartridge when it is available, we send you a digital file directly to your talking book machine. It's all under consideration. So what did I tell you? Incredibly cool, right? A reminder. No, not a typo. We want to remind our readers that we plan to start sending reminder notices in the second half of this year. These notices will go out when a book has been checked out to a person longer than the suggested loan period of 4 to 6 weeks. We want to help make it easy for you all to return the books you're done with by reminding you what you have out. To start everyone out on a clean slate, before we send out any reminder notices, we're going to run an amnesty program in the circulation computer. This will tell the computer that all your books have been returned. For a short time in the spring, you will get more books than you're used to receiving. This is normal and will correct itself very quickly. BARD and playback machines. You can use a number of machines to play books downloaded from BARD. If you purchase an NLS-compatible machine and would like to use it for BARD service along with your NLS player, just go into your BARD account and add a player. We'll send you the authorization key for your new machine as soon as we receive your request. https://nlsbard.loc.gov. Website enhanced. The Andrew High School Library webpage is now easier to use. A direct link for the special equipment page is now on our homepage. The special equipment page contains links to instructions on using our playback equipment, links to BARD, and to update your NLS machine software, how to download from BARD, and sources to buy compatible machines and blank cartridges. In addition, some of the navigation links in the left sidebar have been renamed to be more user-friendly. Floor directory takes you to a list of what is located where in the building. Find materials brings you to a page with links to catalogs, our patron handbook, facts, tips for better service, and more. The redesign now includes direct links in the right sidebar to our newsletter and icon links for our Facebook and Twitter pages. Keep in mind that on all pages, the top navigation and search bar refer to the entire New York Public Library site. Visit us online at http://www.nypl.org/locations/highschool. The direct link for special equipment, http://www.nypl.org/locations/TID /8/node/72707. New downloadable magazines. The American Printing House for the Blind, APH, now offers free downloadable editions of Reader's Digest and Newsweek to eligible readers. People registered with the National Library Service, NLS, are eligible for the APH download service and should also be registered for the NLS Bard service. Braille and cassette editions from APH are still available free of charge. To play the downloadable magazines, you must have either an NLS digital talking book player or a commercial player such as the Victor Reader Stream or APH's BookPort Plus that you've registered with Bard. As with NLS digital books on Bard, the magazines will not play on your computer as they are encrypted to protect the content from unauthorized use. Once you've registered with NLS and Bard, you'll need to register with APH. You'll then be able to download the books directly from the APH website, http://tech.aph.org/mags/. Agency Spotlight. Visions Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Fifth Annual Employment and Technology Institute, TechSmart, Technology for Employment Success, a 7-day conference, Friday, July 22nd to Thursday, July 28th, 2011. This 7-day Employment and Technology Institute for adults, 18 plus years of age, who are blind or visually impaired, offers workshops and seminars by seasoned professionals. A technology expo with hands-on demos of the latest in assistive technology for work readiness and personal success, and an opportunity to relax and reflect at Visions VCB. This 35-acre residential rehabilitation and training center in Rockland County includes a private 5-acre lake, a ramped heated swimming pool, indoor and outdoor sports, library, wireless internet connection, and an adapted computer center. Workshops. Assistive technology at work. Benefits. Why it pays to work. Apple and Windows accessibility. 777 Job Seekers Empowerment Tools. Understanding the NYS-CBVH Vocational Rehab System. All costs include lodging, meals, and transportation. CBVH sponsored. $200 for 7-day institute. Non-sponsored. Suggested minimum individual contribution, $75. Round-trip bus transportation will be provided from Visions at Sellis Manor at 135 West 23rd Street, New York, New York, to Visions VCB and back. For early registration, email institute@visionssvcb.org or call 212-625-1616, extension 130. The Computer Center for Visually Impaired People at Baruch College, CCVIP. CCVIP offers a series of free demo center workshops. These sessions cover the latest developments in assistive technology for people who are visually impaired. The next session, for entertainment purpose only, will focus on accessible entertainment products such as Apple TV, MP3 players, and more. Thursday, May 26th, 2 to 4 p.m., and 7 to 9 p.m. Phone reservations are required. CCVIP also offers a free open house, which is held on the first Wednesday of each month. Upcoming sessions are Wednesday, May 4th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., and June 1st, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. The open house provides hands-on demonstrations of computers equipped with large print and screen reading, synthetic voice, software. Phone reservations are required. For more information and to make a reservation for the workshop or the open house, call 646-312-1420. CCVIP is located at Baruch College, 151 East 25th Street, New York, New York. Visit them on the web at http://www.baruch.cuny.edu/CCVIP. Drop-in Computer Support Clinic. Volunteer tutors are available to assist new computer users and experienced users seeking to brush up on skills. You'll be able to get help with email, blogging, downloading audiobooks, learning accessible computer games, using the web for research, configuring and using accessibility software, and more. The tutors read with Braille and print, use text-to-speech technology, and speak a variety of languages. The clinic takes place in the second floor computer training room on Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m., except during holiday weekends and library closings. The Tuesday evening hours have been discontinued. To ensure someone will be available to help with a specific question, please make an appointment by calling Chancey Fleet at 347-632-8383. Holiday closings. The library will be closed from Saturday, May 28th through Monday, May 30th for Memorial Day. You will still be able to leave a telephone message and someone will get back to you as soon as possible after the holidays. Reminders. This newsletter is available in large print, Braille, audio cassette, online, on our website, and via email. Please contact the library if you'd like to make a change in how you receive it. Find us on Facebook, http://www.facebook.com/NYPLHEISKELL, and Twitter, http://twitter.com/NYPLHEISKELL. Read our blog, http://www.nypl.org/blog/library/8. Please do not put notes in the book containers or write on the mailing cards. If you have any questions, wish to make changes to your service, or need to tell us of an address change, please contact the library by phone, 212-206-5400, email ahlbph@nypl.org, or in person. Planning a move? Contact us and we'll arrange to transfer your service to the closest regional library to your new home. In order to keep the talking book players and keep your service active, you must borrow at least one talking book or magazine per year. Downloading a book from Bard counts. We now send overdue notices for books out for longer than a month. Please return your books promptly after you are finished with them, and be careful to return the cartridges to their correct container so others may enjoy them. When returning books, be sure to turn over the mailing card in the slot on the container so the library's address is facing out. The way to tell which side is which: when the small hole in the card is on the upper left, your address is facing forward. When the hole is on the upper right, the library's address is facing forward. Our current hours of telephone service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our current hours of on-site service are Monday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. End of newsletter. This newsletter was recorded in the studios of the Andrew High School Braille and Talking Book Library, March 2011.